Namaste, Behno and Behno. I have one question for you. What is your social fitness or social self? Well, you're about to find out. I am Pavi Maragani, and it's an honor to be here on this special occasion of global celebration to honor us women and to bring attention to women's rights movement, gender equality, reproductive rights, and violence and abuse against women. In spite of this ongoing age-old tug of war to resurrect what should have organically been our birthright, have you ever wondered why then do women still outlive men on an average by 5 to 7 years all over, except for one of the 6 blue zones, that is Sardinia, Italy, which happens to be the only place in the world where men live as long as women do? I will let you ponder over this. Jane Fonda, an American celebrity and a film icon, was asked in an interview the role strong friendships play in women's lives, to which she answered, "Not having strong relationships as a woman is worse than smoking cigarettes." Is she right? Absolutely. And here's a factual. Jane Fonda made that comment based on a research done on a group of women by Harvard Medical School that states that loneliness and women not having strong relationships is more detrimental than smoking cigarettes. This is, my behno, the secret key to unlock this Pandora's box of longevity and the very essence of a woman. Her network is her net worth, which, may I add, also completely debunks the role of genetics. One such study I came across shows that genetics and long-lived ancestors proved less important to longevity than the level of satisfaction with relationships, a good predictor of healthy aging. And a team of international researchers discovered a startling link between mental well-being and the telltale signs of aging in the blood as well as the body, and they discovered that loneliness has been found to not only raise just stress levels, impede sleep, augment depression or anxiety, but in addition, people who felt isolated did appear nearly 20 months older than their chronological age. Yet, women's social fitness or connections appear to be less explored and acknowledged, most underplayed and vastly overlooked, despite its crucial role in the mental and physical well-being. We women have a long recognized history, and we know the importance of gathering to form communities and ecosystems to create connections or bonding with each other. These connections, often referred to as sisterhood, have been shown to provide numerous benefits for women, including emotional support, personal growth, and empowerment. Sisterhood allows women to be seen, heard, and understood in a way that they may not be able to achieve in other relationships. By sharing experiences, women can empathize with each other and offer validation and encouragement. This can be particularly important during times of struggle or transition, such as during pregnancy or menopause, or when dealing with personal or professional challenges as well, all of which can help them navigate the challenges of life with greater resilience and confidence. Here are powerful tools and reasons why communities and sisterhoods are important for a woman. Number one, emotional support. Women tend to be more emotionally expressive and vulnerable than men. Hence, having close female friends who understand and empathize with their emotions can provide a sense of comfort and validation. Number two, shared experiences. Women often have share common experiences such as menstruation, pregnancy, childbirth, and menopause. Being able to discuss these experiences with other women can help normalize them and reduce feelings of isolation and shame. Number three, empowerment. When women come together and support one another, they can feel empowered to take on challenges and pursue their goals. Sisterhood can provide a sense of community and belonging that can motivate women to be their best selves. Number four, learning from each other. Women can learn a lot from each other's experiences and perspectives. Sharing knowledge and skills can help women to develop new interests and talents, and can foster a sense of mutual respect and admiration. Finally, number five is advocacy and activism. Women have historically been marginalized and oppressed in many societies and still face challenges such as gender discrimination, sexual harassment, and gender-based violence. Sisterhood can provide a platform for advocacy and activism, as women can join forces to fight for gender equality and social justice. However, while positive relationships can boost health, the opposite is often true when it comes to problematic relationships. Chronic emotional stress may put you at higher risk for numerous health-related issues. Hence, identify toxic connection, and while it may seem out of your control, here are a few proactive steps one can take to navigate them in a most positive direction or tread carefully. Here are five steps for identifying a toxic trend. Number one, a difficult or complicated dynamic. Number two, feeling burned out or depleted after interactions. Number three, having negative vibes about the relationship itself. Number four, feeling like the relationship is imbalanced. Number five, feeling that you're not valued or respected by the other person. Pause and look over the patterns of such relationships over time. And if you recognize the above telltale signs in others or yourself, it's a red flag to take a closer look. But then, should you detect that a relationship happens to be detrimental or toxic, that does not mean you necessarily have to sever ties with that person, but make it better change and establish boundaries to help put the relationship back on track. While burnout is common in caregiver relationships, such as taking care of aging parents or in-laws, you can be there for them and still establish limits so that the relationship is not so taxing. For example, some friends are in constant need of emotional support, which may feel draining, right? Solve this issue by setting clear limits. Establish your time, to discuss it rather than always jumping the second your friend calls. So, in summary, connections, commonalities, shared stories, and united bonds that draw women together are essential for women's well-being, personal growth, and social progress. Women who prioritize these relationships tend to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives. The social fitness or the social self theory is based on the perspective that one's authentic self emerges or is enhanced from these social interactions, such as observing and interacting with others, responding to others' opinions about oneself, and internalizing external opinions and internal feelings about oneself. Hence, here I am again, sharing a few helpful suggestions, tips, and apps for healthier connections and interactions, and to encourage social fitness for the curious, the shy, the challenged, the anxious, and the introverted. Here are about 13 bullet points. Number one, be present. Number two, look inwards. Number three, practice effective listening. Number four, ask more than you speak. Number five, pay compliments. Number six, be compassionate. Number seven, encourage direct communication, either in person, via phone or video, which can often be far less contentious than words spoken from behind a keyboard, such as text messages. Number eight, be an empathetic listener. Improve your emotional intelligence. Put yourself in their shoes. Number nine, emphasize the positive. Number 10, use open body language and nonverbal communication. Number 11, stay calm. If you can keep calm during discussions or interactions to ensure that they're constructive rather than destructive. Number 12, remember the acronym HALT. HALT. What it means is, when you're upset about something, first ask yourself if you're H, hungry, A, angry, L, lonely, or T, tired. If the answer is a yes, then halt in order to first address these needs and then revisit the problem. Number 13, which is the final one. Here are some cool social apps to make small efforts. So the best overall app is Bumble BFF. Best for finding meetups or like-minded people app is Meetup. Another app that's best for teens is Yubo. And another app for finding a friendship group is WE3. And the best one for finding an online pen pal is Slowly. I will post all this information on a slide in a PowerPoint that will be shared with you in case you're interested. So, if the pandemic has taught us anything, it was one thing for sure, about how hugely beneficial social ties and human connections are, isn't it? Not only do they improve our emotional well-being, but they can bring physical benefits as well. my final words before signing off. It's never too late to make new friends or to find or create your own tribes, because the key to healthy aging is relationships, relationships, and relationships. Thank you, and wishing you a great year ahead. Ciao.